Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Mary Hollis, and I'm the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing fine out there tonight. Well, we just came back from a Myrtle Beach retreat, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And boy, did we have a great time. It was 13 of us, and we had a great time and also experienced many things that we have never experienced before with the Holy Spirit. I wish that all of you were there, but next time maybe we can all be there on our next trip. And we had a great time, like I said. The weather was wonderful. The place that we stayed was beautiful. And everything was in divine order. And we played one thing that we did some fun time. We went and played putt-putt golf. And we didn't know that we had some Tiger Woods in our midst. And we gonna have to tell Tiger Woods, watch out. Because we got some golfers out there. we had a great time and saw some skills from people that we didn't even know that had skills. But everything was fun, and I just hope that I wish all of you could have been there. But anyway, next time on our next trip, we hope that we will have a larger group, which was 13 was a good number. But next time, I hope that all of us will be able to be a part of this trip. Well, tonight, we're going to talk about how God is on our side. So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do with me?" Hebrews 13:16. "The Lord is our helper. I will not be afraid." And so many verses in the Bible that it talks about not being afraid. One of my favorite is Psalms 27. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" This is a very long chapter 27. But when you have time, I'm sure many of you have read it. There's another verse 5. "For in time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in his secret tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." God doesn't want us to be afraid. Also in the verse, we all know, simple as ever, Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." God is letting us know that he is definitely on our side. All of us experience situations where we may feel extremely uncomfortable. You might be anxious about being asked to do something that you don't feel capable of doing. One of God's most comforting promises is found in Hebrews 13:5, where he assures us, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." God lovingly invites you to turn to him and leave all your worries with Jesus Christ. He cares for you. He's on your side. He loves you because you are his child. Isn't it wonderful to know that we are God's child? During our lifetime, we do lose our father and our mother. But we can rest assured that God is there for us. He can step in and be that father and mother that we have lost. Jesus gave us the blessed assurance that no one who comes to the Father through him will never be turned away, and that nothing can take us out of his hands. What a wonderful feeling, knowing that even though when we lose our parents, who we love so dearly, and I'm sure many of us have missed so dearly, that God extend his hand out to us, letting them know that we can get that comfort and love from him. And we will get that love from him forever. It never stops. He's always there to comfort us. Therefore, don't try to battle difficult situations in your own strength. Rather, take your problem to Christ in prayer and allow him to guide you through your difficult times. Remember that there is nothing in the whole wide world, that can ever separate you from his love. Just knowing that you can have friends that will leave you. You can have family members that can leave you. But God tell us he will never leave us, forsake us. Just like in Hebrews 13:5. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. How awesome that is and how assuring that is to know that in spite of how people may leave you or hurt you or whatever they may do in your life, that God will always be there in every way, and he will never leave us or forsake us. He will give you some, and sometimes we do feel like we are, as he has left us, when things don't go right for us. But if you will just meditate on his word and on him, he will give you some sort of comfort to let you know that he's there. He finds ways to show us that he's still there. Something that he will do during that time will give you that assurance that he's there. Many times he's done that for me. He's done that to me this evening. There's some things that went that happened this evening. Satan is always trying to take the joy. You know, I had such a great weekend. We all had such a great weekend this weekend. But Satan was trying to take the joy away that I received and what the Holy Spirit instilled in us today. Yes, he did. But even though I got upset for a moment, I calmed down because I knew that if I had given that situation to God, he will fix it. He will work it out. And he did. So just knowing that he will always do that, joyous assurance, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. That's coming from Matthew 14:27. Many of the Lord's children have forgotten how to live with joy and peace. And without fear. The world is overrun with wickedness, and people find a little to rejoice in. They identify with the spirit of the day and forget that as Christians, they have the ability to rise beyond the turmoil of our times. Christian joy is not just a chatty emotion that ignores evil. Christ command his disciples to remain cheerful and courageous. This implies that they should be aware of the worst that can happen, and yet hope for the best. Even when you are afraid and despair, stalks you, hold steadfastly to the truth that God is still in control. Christians should be joyful and at peace because they have a living hope in their heart. You have the joyous assurance that the ultimate victory belongs to Christ. Even though evil is rampant in the world today, so much evil, you can face the future with courage, because you know that Christ, and he has overcome the world, and he will. In spite of what's happening out there, Christ is there. Just like in verse Matthew 14:27 says, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. So don't be afraid for the things that might be happening in our lives. Just knowing that God is on our side. I mean, that's a good feeling, to know that God is always there in spite of whatever we may be going through, whatever the diversity that we may encounter during the day, during the week, during the month, during the year. He's there to, with open hands, to ensure that we will get through. Yes, sometimes we might have bumpy roads, but he will make it straight. Let me read reading from my spiritual refreshment. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help with trouble. Have you ever gone through a trial or a headache so painful that you couldn't even put it into words? It felt like a long, piercing scream was ripping you from apart inside. Any number of things that could cause such suffering, loss, divorce, betrayal, or even sickness. You find yourself in a place in your life. Continue to reach out to God. He understands suffering at the deepest level. He knows how to comfort you. All you have to do is ask. Meditate on his word when you don't feel like you're going to get an answer. I've gotten an answer. Just sit still. Be still. So be still and know that I am God. Just meditate and just let God come into your thoughts and your mind. And you will receive a feeling, a peace, and joy. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Psalms 33:20. Who do you turn to when trouble comes your way? You are blessed if you have faithful friends and loved ones here on earth. But whether you have had such support in your life or not, God has promised you you will never face adversity alone. Again and again in the Bible, he declares his desire to help you. Even when no one else is there, he will be there. And he has limitless resources. No matter what you need, call on him. The next few minutes, I would like to talk about, I've given you some assurance, what God, love, and compassion is all about. And he will never leave you or forsake you. But I hope that you will read Hebrew 13th chapter, the 5th and the 6th verses this week, and also Psalms the 27th. But I would like to talk about something different at the end of our show tonight. During our retreat this past weekend, we are writing a book to encourage other widows that we come across that will be a part and will come to our ministry for comfort and assurance. We need all of you to be a part of this book. Some of you that were not able to be on the trip this weekend, this past weekend, we want you to put your thoughts on paper. We need at least a full 4 pages. But that will probably equal to 8 or more when you're writing it on a piece of paper. We need for you to be a part of this book. We want you to write your story. And sometimes it's hard to write your story. But just knowing that you're doing writing the story for your Heavenly Father, you're being obedient, and you're going to write the story so it can be a part of this book to encourage others. Just like this ministry have encouraged you, this talk show has encouraged you, we want you to think about how can you do the same thing for someone else. If someone else hears your story, it will really comfort them because each person has a different story. Each person went through their loss differently. But when someone else come along, that's one of those stories is going to sound just like their story. And it's going to encourage them to say, well, I went through that. Well, that's the way that person handled that. Oh, they got through that. All of those things, all of those stories, someone is going to be touched by yours. So we need you to write that story and get it to us as soon as possible. We had a workshop this weekend, and stories were written. And we want your story to be a part of that. Just pray and ask God for the strength for you to write it. And be obedient, knowing that you are doing His will. You're not doing it for this ministry, but you're doing it for God. You can give me a call, and I will talk with you regarding how to go about writing it. It's your thoughts about how you have gotten through the past 6 months, a year, 2 years, or what number of years it is. Your story needs to be heard. And we need you to write that story. We need 4 full pages, but if you're writing it by hand, you're going to have to double that. Because once it's typed, it only looks like a few pages. Give me a call and let me help you to begin that story. Don't let this book be written without yours. It is so important that you do that. Just remember, you're not doing it for us. You're doing it for someone else. You're encouraging someone else to get through what they're going through. If you got through this year, just knowing that, how you felt that first few weeks, if someone reads your story and they're able to get through that first month, that second month, third month, it will be so comforting to someone else to hear your story. And believe it or not, their story will sound like your story, and your story will sound like their story. Just knowing that you're doing this for God, giving back in a way that He has put people and resources in your way. Just think about that. And try not to be selfish because you want to hold on to your story. You don't want nobody to hear about it. Share it. Encourage others. And we want you to get this written. This is the month of June. Write your story this month. So we can be able to put it all together and publish it. Look forward to go into publication by the end of the year. We also are writing a handbook. The handbook will also cover, it will give information about the ministry. It will give scriptures. It will give my story, how I started, how Sheila and I started this Next Chapter ministry. It will give you, quotes, scriptures. It will give you a list of resources that you need to go to whenever something like this happens. Will that you may give this book to, or we give it to, they'll know who to go to next. After that funeral, they'll have resources, telephone numbers. It will also have the stages of grief. It will have books that they can refer to. There are some other things that we will also include into this handbook. But this handbook is giving it to them after the funeral's all over. Sometimes you don't know what to do, who to call, or whatever. This handbook will give resources. But the book that I want you to write your story, this is going to be another book. We are writing 2 books, a handbook together, and we are writing another book. We haven't put a name to it yet. Because when the Father gives me the name, then we will put it together, and later we will tell you what the name is going to be. But we haven't gotten to that point. We are just writing the stories. When the Holy Spirit decide to do that, we will. But just knowing that Your story will be told in this book to encourage others. So let us do this together and try to get this done by the end of June so we can have these stories edited and be put in a book form and to be published by the year. So start that writing. And just if you can't write it all at one time, every now, like tomorrow, just write something down. And the next day, write another piece. Just keep writing pieces. And the more you write, the more you will write. But if you have any problem as far as putting this together, you can give me a call or you can give Sheila a call. But I'm going to first give you my telephone number, and if there's questions, you can always, I'll give you the number to Sheila as well. So please be obedient to God's word, to knowing that he wants you just how he encouraged you and strengthened you and to get you through your loss and still getting through it, because some of us are still going through different things. And this is coming up Father's Day. This is a difficult time too, but you can get through it with the Holy Spirit, and he will help you. Just continue to meditate on him and his word, and he will definitely get you through. Try to switch that sadness to joy each time you get that feeling. Because God, just like I said, God is on your side. He's your helper. So we're going to end this program tonight. We're going to end this program tonight just asking you to please start writing your stories. My telephone number that you can give me a call, you can email me as well. My telephone number is 770-981-9118. And my email address is my full name, Mary M. Hollis, at AOL.com. Begin your story to encourage others. Don't wait, because someone else needs to hear it. And knowing that, just know that you will be blessed by God in writing this story. And you have a great week. And tune in next week, same time, 11 to 11:30 p.m. And also, encourage someone else to listen to the show. We will have some guests probably the month of July and August, going into August. But if there's something that you would like to do or say or even be on the air one night, just give me a call. And I'll be glad to, we will glad to hear your story or any inspirational message that you have to share with us. So have a blessed week. Good night.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
You are. Love,
I had my share
of love abuse.
Manipulated. And
its strength.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try. But it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the